Hello, Peas. It's Kate here, all on my own. And I want to tell you about my new podcast. My new podcast is called Honestly, I'm Lonely. Hopefully it's out on all platforms. It's definitely out on Spotify. It's 2 episodes a week. On Tuesdays, I chat to an awesome human about being lonely. And on Thursday, I chat with my partner, who's a psychologist, about the effects of loneliness or how loneliness makes us feel. She chats from a clinical perspective and I just chat from a chatting perspective. So she's laughing because she's sitting here beside me. I think that you're really going to enjoy it. I'd just love you to give it a listen and hopefully we can continue our journey as podcasters together.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Kristen.
And this is Jen from My Mom So Hard. And we're here to talk about By Heart.
Do you remember when you were nursing and you were like, I want to give the best thing I can to my baby? Well, we've got that for you. It's called By Heart, and it is a infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents.
Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code MOMS20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Tell them My Mom So Hard sent you.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this is season 6, episode 1. And just like that, we're back.
Woohoo! This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word. So it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right. This is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
Oh, it feels like forever.
I know. 2022.
2022.
What a year already.
I mean.
It's been lovely to have a break, but I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, it's been really.
Yeah, we're back.
I think it might be our longest break.
Yeah, I think it has been our longest break. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it was about 7 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Between, yeah. And so it's been, we've missed you all, but it's been really nice.
Have you missed us? It's so funny because we know people are catching up. People have just found us. So people, you know, come in and listen wherever they're at. Yes. So you might be listening to this in 2024.
That's right.
Anyway, it is January.
It is January. Yeah. And it is hot.
It's hot.
It's hot and muggy.
Yeah, humid. It's,
I don't know where we live anymore.
Me either.
We never had the humid weather.
No.
My mum grew up in Queensland, Sydney, loves the humidity.
Yeah.
Every time she comes down. Oh, but it's much nicer than that dry heat, isn't it? I say, no, Mum, I'm sweating. I can't stop. No, it's we have a fight about it every
time.
All right. But anyway.
Well, here we are. So
here we are. We're super excited to be back. We thought we'll talk a little bit about what we've been doing for the last seven weeks. Obviously not much. Yeah. And we've got some of your speak pipes that you've sent in December and January. So we're going to play a couple of them.
Yeah.
And That's all, really. We're just going to chat. If you're new, hello and welcome. Hello.
Now we're learning how to do this after 3 years. Welcome to Two Peas at a Podcast. Yes.
Two proud, very proud mediocre mums.
We are.
You can go back and listen to the first episode if you want a little bit of an idea.
I think that's always good to just go back and listen to that one. Yes. We had to say to someone the other day, there is a bit of swearing.
There is, yes, that's true. But you probably heard the language warning.
Yeah, I've heard it all.
Yeah. It's funny because people always say, if you just had to listen to two or three, which one would you pick?
I know, and I it's really challenging.
Because there's like some that are so poignant and beautiful.
Yeah.
And then there are some that sort of explain, you know, like why we don't like school awards.
Yeah.
But they're all so different. Yeah, so that's right. So I don't really have a favourite.
No, I don't either. But when probably 3 years in.
We should.
We'd make the trailer.
Yeah, we do. the elevator pitch. Yeah, okay, well.
Now, I've been at the Royal Children's this morning, so I'm just a bit on edge. So it could be a loose Mandy. You know how you come home from it and you're just a bit like.
Oh, yeah. You're still. Yeah, because you have to get yourself in the headspace.
Yeah. So you just never know what might come out today, Peas. But no. Normally that Mandy's a bit more rogue, a bit more fun.
Look, I'm sure you are all up for a bit of fun. I'm sure heaps of you have spent summer in ISO.
Yep, I had 7 days. Yep. One of my girls got COVID.
Yep, one of my girls did too.
Yeah, so that was sort of a bit scary for it to actually happen after 2 years of being told that we don't want it to happen.
Yes.
But she was okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
It's just the strangest time and I think I don't know about Sydney, but I know in Melbourne it's been incredibly quiet in the city and they're calling it the shadow lockdown because we're all so paranoid.
Yeah.
And even though the government's like, it's fine, you're vaccinated, you can go out, we still didn't do it.
And also we were protecting what little fun we had booked in.
We were.
So if you were going away or my girls – Molly was going to go on a camp, which got cancelled. But, like, you know, Amy, our support worker, was staying home to stay well and we were staying home to get her there.
Definitely.
So it was all this trying to work out the risk, but also we are on holidays and we are allowed to go and do stuff.
I know.
It was.
But it was really strange. At the start of January, I felt like where I live was actually quieter than all the lockdowns.
Totally.
Less people
walking. My street, silent.
You could get up a park at the shops, the IGA, you're like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
But also really sad because many people scared to go out.
I feel like I was watching two parallel lives. There was the people that had lots of holidays booked in and were going and were posting all over Facebook, and then there was all the people that were managing COVID.
Yes, there was.
And I was like, oh, okay, there's like two distinct groups of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so many people, oh, I've gone on holidays, we've tested positive.
Yeah, home. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So Peas, we've seen you if you've been doing that.
We have.
Over Peas, you're in winter. We know Omicron's gone everywhere.
Yeah, it really has.
Yeah, but our government decided to let it rip.
It really
did. And,
it's been an interesting – we haven't had that before.
No, we haven't.
And I know lots of you have lived through it and are rolling your eyes at us. But it was just really unique for us. We were grateful it's summer and we've been able to do a lot of outside things and have our houses open.
Yeah.
But it's still – it's scary.
Yeah.
And with the kids going back to school this week, we're just waiting for that.
Someone said to me, oh, try to think positive.
And I was like, oh, what?
My Miss 11's primary school got shut down the last week of school.
Yeah.
So no one got to finish primary school.
No.
And that just was weird.
Oh, so
and
weird.
So I don't believe anyone.
No, I don't think I think what COVID has done is that none of us think positive. We just think realistic.
Yeah, that's right, which is P language.
It is. So, you know, we are going back to school. But for how long? I don't know.
Don't know. Look, half a day, I'll take it.
Oh, so will I. I really will. I just think, we just got to get through this next month, I reckon, and then we'll see what happens.
But yeah.
Anyway, and I know everyone's feeling the same, and I know there have been lots of posts in the Hangout about, I know I can't send my child, and I've been advised not to send them, and it's really scary.
It's
and
enormous.
The rage that we felt last year has doubled in the, so-and-so, you know, 10 people died but 4 had underlying health conditions. Yeah. And you're like, well, their lives were valuable and they were loved and they wouldn't have died if they hadn't caught COVID. That's right. So I don't want to hear about any underlying health conditions.
No.
And when we have incredibly vulnerable children in all of our circles, letting it rip was terrifying.
Yeah, terrifying.
And I'm not saying I know an answer, but I'm saying the total disregard. It has been horrendous.
I think just after 2 years, especially here in Melbourne.
Oh.
I mean, anyway, we could go on about it forever.
And we
have. My friend Danielle sent me a message yesterday saying I'm back at March 2020 because I just, you know, just lost a bit of time. And she goes, I just feel dread for you.
Yes.
Listening. Yes. I was like, I said, look, maybe just skip it.
I know. And that's what I, when you said before, maybe you're listening in 2024. I was thinking, I wonder what you're thinking. What are they, what are they unaware of?
Funny. Oh, gosh. Anyway. Yeah.
At least we have vaccines now.
Yeah.
Which we did not have.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, we're back. It's summer.
We're in the same room.
We are in the same room. Awesome.
We've had a couple of lovely speaking gigs.
Yeah, it's been really nice.
That's been lovely. Oh. And we've got booked in for the year. People are booking us in. So please, if you would like us to speak to your group, we would love to do that.
Please.
Like we are, you know, we're good with the PowerPoint.
And, I don't want to, you know, I think that we're proud to say that we're mediocre, but actually I think we're quite good at doing, we get a lot of good feedback.
We do.
So, and I know a lot of it's still over Zoom, but we can talk to parent groups at your school. Right. We can talk to teachers.
And we try to tailor it.
Yeah,
so
they're all a little bit different.
Yeah, they're all, you're not going to get the same talk, okay?
No. Yep.
And
very reasonably priced. Mandy's a bit loose. Yes.
You get something random anyway. Like the other day, and I was like, you know, I have a no means policy. And
I
was like, why am I going there? These people
no
do
one
not
even knows
know
what it means.
I said, you can make a risotto instead. And I was like, where did that come from?
Also, if you're new, Mandy doesn't give people lasagnas when they're going through a hard time.
I do not. So I gratefully receive them.
Oh, yes.
But I decided after my twins were born prematurely, I will not gift a mincemeal.
Yes.
I will make something else because you're guaranteed everyone else is doing
that.
That's
right. Yes.
Yeah. So. But I'm grateful for them. People think,
get cross
with me thinking
grateful.
That I'm not grateful.
No. This is your little bit of wisdom. If you've got time to make something else.
Yeah, do it.
You know, you can do a mac and cheese.
Yeah,
you
that's right.
can, you know, well, I don't
my, know. Do you know how many Uber Eats vouchers I've sent to people?
Oh, so good.
Everybody who was in lockdown.
Yep.
And I tell you what I did last week to two of my friends. I sent them Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Oh, yes. It's so good, isn't
it? And they
it?
Were like, ice cream? And I was like, yeah, because it's different to, and they were kids.
Yep.
And it's different to getting donuts.
I've sent ice cream too.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yep, it's so fun.
Yeah. So I've decided that's my tithing.
Really? Yes.
Yeah. So I just give.
Absolutely.
That way.
Really? DoorDash, Uber Eats.
Yeah, any of
all
them.
Of those have just come into their own.
Oh, they really have.
It used to be like a luxury thing, and now it's like a gift.
Yeah, that's right.
So
and
yeah.
Really,
I've
really done
good.
A lot.
Yep.
And it's nice to surprise people. They just go, wow.
So nice. I love saying to people, check your front door.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah.
Yes, Kate sent me some donuts, and we weren't sure who they were from, but it really just took away some of the tension in that moment.
Yeah, even if it's 5 minutes.
That's right. It was
we
great.
We will take it.
Like, this one's Nutella. This one's, you know, what's that one?
Yep. Something to do.
Anyway, should we listen to some speak pipe?
Yeah, let's listen to a speak pipe.
Yep.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's
Hello.
Prue here.
Hi.
I've done a few speak pipes
now.
I've recently started a new job, so I'm a bit behind on the episodes.
That's okay.
But I have just finished listening to Gary's episode where he interviews his son, Christopher.
Yes. Oh.
And holy moly.
Yep.
Oh, no.
What amazing people.
Oh, yes.
They're absolutely inspirational, and I loved listening to the interview.
Oh, thank you. It's
only amazing. Yesterday was I talking with my husband and children, and we do a bit of a fundraiser in our street, and we collect cans.
Yes, you do.
And we get everybody in the street to drop their cans to our fence, and we store them. And then every 3 months we go and take the money, and the kids have to they have to do all the work. We help them and take them there. They're 3, 5, and 7.
Oh,
and they recycle all of their cans. It's great for the environment too, because every time we walk to school and back, they're always cleaning up our community.
Oh.
And they keep 50% of the profit, and that's how they make their pocket money.
Awesome.
They save some and spend some. And then the other 50% we always donate.
Oh.
And each time, every 3 months they get to choose or we discuss who we might like to donate that to. We weren't quite sure yesterday, but after listening to that interview, I know the perfect pair.
Yes, you do.
And hopefully, it's not going to be a lot of money, but hopefully we can help Christopher, even if it's a little bit of money to go towards paying an engineer to help him develop his program to get, or his app to get him on his way to getting his pilot license for his drone. I hope we can help in any way possible because, goodness, for able-bodied people like myself, it just seems so easy just to go off for 1 week and do the course.
Yeah.
And we don't deserve that. And he is putting in years of hard work and he absolutely deserves it. So I hope we can help in some small way.
Oh.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye.
Oh, Prue, I could just howl my eyes out.
And Prue did do that.
She did.
Yep. So that was from late last year and the money is in Christopher's account. Oh. And so we were all so moved.
We were.
And it's everyone's initial response to go, oh, no, no, don't.
Yeah,
sure.
Gary was like, no, 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 no.
And then he said Christopher was so chuffed.
Oh, no.
And he said it'll pay for a couple of hours of coding and it's a really big help.
Yes, Prue.
So, yeah, we were.
Please tell your children that.
Oh, tell them.
Yes.
Tell them, tell them. And I'm sure Gary will give you a call out in one of his beanstalks.
Yes,
but,
I'm sure he will.
Yeah, if you haven't heard that episode, go listen, Peas and Beans. It's incredible. So, yeah. Thank
Isn't
you.
Isn't that a kick up the ass to do stuff with your kids.
Oh, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're a good mum.
Yeah, you are. There are good mums out there, Kate.
Are.
They're organised.
Yes.
And they do amazing role modelling to their kids.
Yes, her child, the youngest is three.
We're not mocking you. We're mocking
ourselves.
Yes.
I just, you're everything about your organisation.
I know, and I love women like you. I want to grow up to be like you, Prue.
Yes.
Yes, amazing.
Oh.
Good on you. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, well, you made a huge difference.
You really did.
And you thought about somebody else. What a thing you're doing to your family.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. Amazing, Prue. That's they'll always remember that stuff.
Yep.
Yep.
Always. And they will always be generous.
It's a heart for the community.
It is.
And we have to role model that.
Well, we do.
You know, well, that's right.
That's how you learn.
That is how you learn.
Because I grew up in a church.
Yes, it was just,
giving
that
money
was
is
done.
Quite easy. You hemorrhage when you're in a church. So, you know, it was an easy thing. And
yes.
I think that it's actually a beautiful thing. You know, I've always got Oxfam and Canteen and, you know, Very Special Kids, things that are.
Yeah, that comes easy to us because we've been taught that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just think it's what everybody should do.
Yeah, I do too.
Although I do think the government should support the charities and people shouldn't be having to do it.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy. And I think it's why would you not share?
I don't know. Cause
if you don't have enough, that's fine.
Yes, of
absolutely.
Course.
But if you've got, you know, a spare dollar. Yeah. Anyway.
I think most people do.
I think most
people
do.
You know, it's just that they've got to find what floats
their
boat.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just don't answer those telemarketers.
All those relentless text messages. I've been getting heaps.
Heaps.
Yeah, I'm just
all the spams
blocking
as well.
So much spam.
Oh, we didn't deliver your parcel.
No.
Yeah, I didn't order anything.
I know.
So
boom. Deleted,
so
blocked.
Sick of them. Oh.
It's taken up a lot of my time.
I know.
Anyone else?
And then you get excited. You'll be like, oh, someone's messaging.
No, it's one of them. Someone will tell us, why can't you? You should do this on your phone and you'll never get those. Okay.
I don't know, but I'm getting a lot.
Yeah, here we go. I just got one. Mandy, your new free MacBook is waiting to be shipped.
Yes. It's not, though.
It's not because. Right, then were you listening, Siri? Okay, let's do another speak pipe.
All right.
Hey, ladies, it's Michelle here.
Hi, Michelle.
Last week I sent you a speak pipe in the middle of the night.
Okay.
At the bottom of the barrel.
Right.
I was well and truly at my worst after my daughter was given the old, you can't participate in this group swimming lessons.
Oh.
That was on the Wednesday. The Thursday morning I woke up really angry after spending all day Wednesday sad.
Yeah.
And then I wake up on Friday morning, which also happened to be International Day of People with Disability, with just a real fight in my belly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I fought it and I took it to all sorts of levels, which I'd love to tell you about in another story.
Yes.
But I just want to let you know that today's Thursday. It's a week plus 1 day after that bottom of the barrel moment that I had.
Yeah.
And I have just gotten off the phone to the CEO of the swim centre that I was talking about.
Yeah.
And I've just gotten confirmation and commitment from her that our daughter will be in a group swimming class next year with her peers.
Oh,
I am so thrilled about this.
Oh, Michelle.
And I wanted to share it with you because I knew you would get it and yes, I knew you'd understand.
Oh.
But I also just want all the other peas out there to hear that we can fight the inequity and we can fight the bureaucracies and we can fight the systems and we can actually win them. And to be honest, the process that I've gone through with the Swim Centre and the various channels that I've had to go through to get to where I've gotten has actually been a really positive one. And I think there's been some education along the way, which I think, you know, slowly might help to bring about some change in the sector.
It will.
And other people I know
I'm not the first to travel this path and everyone's had different outcomes along the way. And I just, you know, I just wanted to share the positivity and can't wait to get into swimming lessons next year and see where she goes from here.
Oh, let us know how she goes.
See you later, ladies. Love you.
Thanks, Michelle. Good
obviously,
on you.
We didn't play that other message. No. Sorry, because there's been a bit of a bank up, so I'm sort of going for more recent ones.
Yes.
But I am so glad. That's like the – I know that feeling.
Yeah. I have to do something about this.
Yeah, I'm so despondent. I can't do anything. And then 2 days later you're like – fuck no, this is not happening.
And you know you got the peas behind you now.
You do. You really do.
That's a different thing. Well, I don't know.
No, I think it is, yeah.
I feel like I've got the peas behind me too.
100%.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and you know that you're not just doing this just for your family.
No.
Yeah, and you congratulations. Know
it's just chipping away at that path for other people.
Yeah.
And we're allowed to feel absolute rage that we have to do it.
Yep.
But then you can also feel proud that you did.
Yeah.
Because I know some days you can't.
No.
And there will be someone else who couldn't. But, yeah.
You know, I am married to a very thorough person.
Yes.
And those thorough people are incredible at stuff like this.
Yes, they are.
Right? So people like me, that's very overwhelming. But the thorough person is like, I am going to do this.
This is wrong and we're going
and this is wrong. Yep. And I love thorough people like you. Thank you. You help people like me.
Yep, you do.
Yeah, they do. Because
and it takes all of us.
Yeah, that's right.
Hi there, it's Emma P.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
The lady with Mr. Four with Kawasaki and Mr. One with a heart problem.
Yes.
I thought I'd just give you a little update.
Yes,
so
please.
Mr. Four is great. He's back at kinder. He's been amazingly resilient. He even wanted to share about his hospital experience at kinder. He told them how his dad stayed with him and he bought him fries every day.
Yes.
How everyone wore masks, which breaks your heart a little.
Yes, it does.
He's doing really well.
Yeah.
And our 1-year-old has just got home after his heart surgery.
Goodness,
so it kept getting delayed and delayed.
Wow.
And it was just a nightmare. I think on the day, I think I'd been told it would be on Monday, but then they called on Friday, said, no, it's not going to be Monday.
Oh, goodness.
Probably be Tuesday. Oh. And then I got a call on the Monday saying, it's going to be Wednesday. Oh. Go get your COVID test.
Emily.
And so I thought, okay, well, it must be real this time.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday afternoon they called and they said, well, it's scheduled, but there's a chance there might not be an ICU bed for him, which means that even though you've had to fast him and he might turn up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
You might get sent home.
We won't be able to do the surgery, but we can't tell you until then. Fortunately, that did not happen, and so it did, in fact, go ahead on the Wednesday, and it went really well. Unfortunately, he got a wound infection, poor thing, so he's still on IV antibiotics.
Yeah.
We have had a real journey. It has just been a bit of a bit hectic this time. So I did take sort of try and take some time off work. I put my out of office on and I was still doing a bit of work, but I probably reduced it to 30% or so, which was very sensible, and I didn't have another nightmare call.
That's right. I remember.
Yes.
In hospital like I did last time.
Yeah.
So I have learnt.
Good.
But it's funny, the experience we had with the doctors and the medical team was really different to what we had with my son with a 4-year-old. So he was in a medical ward and we just felt like the doctors were keeping us so informed. I remember a consultant calling me at 9 o'clock at night just to keep me updated on what they thought it might be and what they were doing and who they were speaking to. It was just fantastic. And my experience with Mr. One has just been totally, totally different, unfortunately. And I know that people will have been through these similar experiences because you talk about it, you guys talk about the rectums, but, and so I was kind of prepared for it in a way, but it's still really shocking when it happens. Yeah. So there are a few real lowlights. So one was, so his wound had gotten infected. We knew that he was on IV antibiotics already. And then one night he's, peripheral line fell out, which is just, such a drama.
It yes.
happens all the time. And you think, oh, my God, here we go again. Got to go through another procedure. Watch my baby get stuck with the big needle far out.
Yeah.
But the doctor said that time, oh, well, it seems to be okay. Maybe we can just swap him to oral antibiotics and see how he goes. And I thought, oh, well, that's good. That's progress.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, the doctors came on their ward round and this surgeon came in and I don't know if he even introduced himself. It wasn't the surgeon that did my son's surgery, but I recognised
his
name badge, that he's the other surgeon at RCH that does cardiac surgery.
Yeah.
And he said, can I look at the wound, please? And so I showed them the wound and he said, oh, yes, we're going to need to get to open him up again.
Oh.
And he literally turned around and walked out the door.
Oh. And
I was just flabbergasted.
Yes,
I just,
it's wrong.
I've heard that that stuff happens and my brother's a pediatric surgeon and so I've heard what he's gone through to get to where he is and he's a fantastic doctor and he would never do that. But it's just unbelievable when it actually happens to you and you think, how could you not? How could you not just spend one?
Oh, we'll see if there's another one. Hang on, Emily.
Emily again.
Yes.
We're glad you're back.
Yeah, so just total shock. And the only person who stuck around was the head nurse. And, of course, she couldn't really answer any of my questions. And...
God bless.
Yeah, it was just so hard to get a handle on what the plan was.
Well, listen to this, doctors. Don't do it.
Yeah.
We're not sure how long we want him on antibiotics for, so we're not sure when we're going to be able to send him home. And eventually they made a decision that it would be just one more week and they wanted to keep us in hospital. And I said, come on. You've got – they put in a more permanent IV line by then. I say, please, can you just send us home? And luckily they have. So it's really good to be home.
Yeah. But
yeah. That was one thing. The other thing was getting called by the consultant for the cardiac ward. And he said, sorry, I just got this call out of the blue, sort of. I wasn't at the hospital at the time. And he said, oh, so how are you? And I said, well, I've been better, to be honest. And he said, oh, really? And he just kind of sounded surprised. And I'm thinking, I've got a child in hospital. How do you think I am? Just bizarre.
I think I'm up every movie.
He said, oh, I have to tell you, your son's been exposed to a COVID-positive staff member.
Of course.
So that meant my husband, who was with Mr. One at the time, had to be stuck
in the room.
In the hospital room for 48 hours, isolating while they made sure that he tested negative. And thankfully he did.
Yeah.
And, you know, good on that hospital. Every staff member is vaccinated and they are really careful with all of their PPE.
Yeah.
So, but it was just, it was not the kind of luck that we needed, unfortunately. So I'm really grateful to be home and hopefully our luck turns.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people have had a terrible 2021 and I'm really hoping and praying that 2022 is just brighter for everyone, including for you, Mandy and Kate.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm running a bit behind. I haven't been able to listen to you much recently. It's just been too much, I think. It's hard when you're really in the thick of it.
No apologising, Charlie. No.
I hope you both have a wonderful Christmas when you get to
thank
it.
Thank you.
I hope you have a wonderful break. And
we did. We did.
One day I'll come to one of your live shows and hopefully get to meet you.
We'd love to.
Thank you.
Oh, Emma P, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
That was quite a journey.
Yeah.
And I know doctors have studied really hard. I know they're tired. I know all of that. But this is a human being you're talking about, and you can't do it. You have to stop. It's unacceptable, and we can't go anywhere else. She can't go to another surgeon.
No.
She can't be like, well, I'm not buying
if you're in the public system.
That Kia. Yep. I'm going to buy a Toyota because of how I was treated.
Yeah.
So that is no reason to treat people badly.
We had a surgeon come in to us this morning, actually, and so it's like, all right, we see the consultant, da-da-da-da-da, and then they come in. I mean, I suppose there has to be processes to this stuff, but it does feel like, oh, here comes the better person.
Oh, no, it really does.
Yeah. And you've got to – and then we had to repeat ourselves again. I'm like, if you were all in together, I would have just said it once. I've just said all this.
Yep.
And they go, oh, well, backstory. I'm like, backstory? I've got 100 plus episodes of backstory,
mate.
Have a listen. Where do you want me to start?
I think it's become accepted in the medical profession.
Behavior, I know.
Because when I was 18 and I broke my leg.
It was like that.
I remember lying in that room, like six orthopedic surgeons coming around. No one said hello.
I know.
I'm there in this bed.
God damn it.
Rude. And they were just like, what do we do? Are we going to pin it?
Yeah.
And then they had all the things. We could put this pin in or that pin in. I was just lying there. Like, no one even acknowledged me. And when they left, I started crying and the nurse came. She goes, I knew I'd have to come in after they'd been in. They're so horrible.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. And these are children.
This is
freaking
30 years later. Yeah. No excuse for that.
Yeah, no,
absolutely
not. Especially not at a children's hospital.
No.
No.
But every person deserves. But, yeah. Anyway, we know that
and
none
it's
of
interesting.
Our rectums,
it's interesting.
Our doctors
I was
are not rectums.
Thinking, too, that you can have one experience at a hospital with one child or even the same child.
Yes, isn't that interesting?
And then have a totally different experience with another child or that same child in a different, you know, ward, whatever.
Look.
So, yeah.
They need to send you. I don't know if any of you have ever bought anything from the good guys, but those people, they are relentless with their follow-up texts. You can buy a $25 toaster and get 17 texts. How was our service today? Were you happy with the product?
We need it from surgeons.
Yes. Okay. I want the surgeon. How was I today? Was I gruff? On a scale of 1 to 10.
How many times did I open my eyes?
Did I have any empathy today? I can come up with the texts. Mandy and I will write them for you, and it can just get sent out to your patients. And then they come back anonymously, and then we don't
something.
Have to tell you you're assholes, but you can find out. The good guys can do it. You can do it.
You are onto something.
So hit me up. Let me know.
What would I say today? I wonder.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you just have to do the scale of 1 to 10.
anyway, thank you.
Yeah, and we're sorry you went through that.
Yeah, we are. We're sorry
and
to
hopefully,
laugh.
Because it's a month down the track.
Yes.
You're all okay.
And your little poppet's okay.
I hope he's okay and everything worked and you got a lovely Christmas where Santa came.
I've been watching A Beautiful Pea and his mum, you know, in a room for 10 days at the Royal Children's on Instagram. I mean, it's just we don't even know the half of it,
no,
right?
We don't.
There's so many of you that have done some really hard yards.
Yep, and with no support.
That's
because
right.
Because COVID is everywhere.
Yep.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hi.
It's Bernie from Queensland.
Hi, Bernie.
And I have someone I'd like you to meet.
Ooh. Okay.
Would you like to say hi?
Hi. I'm Pickle.
Yep.
Hi, Pickle.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
Hi, Pickle.
What makes you my pea shoot?
I have ADHD. Mm. And auditory processing disorder.
Mm.
And this year I got diagnosed with ADHD.
Yep.
How was that diagnosis, finding out about? Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, it was good because I know why I do what I do.
Mm. Yep. Yes.
Why my brain works this way.
Yes.
Yep.
And it also it provides some ways to, like, help fix the problem, not fix them, but stabilitate them.
Yeah.
Like manage your schooling.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you find a challenge in the classroom? What's the biggest thing that you sort of face?
lots of noises at once.
Yeah.
So when you hear lots of noises, you can't drown them out. Like you can't distinguish between like background noise and the teacher talking.
Yeah, but it's like not even noise all the time. Sometimes if I'm daydreaming and the teacher's talking, I struggle to focus on two things at once. Like if I'm thinking about a book I was reading and then I zone out to what the teacher was saying, I'll come back down to earth and I'll have no idea what they said. Mm. Or even like I noticed when I was reading a book, I couldn't hear the voices of people and read the words and know what they were saying at the same time.
Okay, yeah.
I was struggling.
So you mean like the textbook, like you can't follow along with textbooks?
No, like even just reading a book, a book for fun. Mm. Like I'll be reading a book, but I'll struggle if there's people talking in the background or talking around me.
Yes, it's hard to focus on the
whereas some people like can read a book, they'll just zone everybody else out.
Yes.
You can't read the book and you can't hear what's going on. It's like there's nothing.
I can only do one or the other.
Yeah, of course. Which makes life really tricky. Yeah.
Yes. And so how do you cope in a classroom setting with when there's noise? What do you do to hear the teacher? What's your tricks?
I guess I do lip reading, or most of the time I'll sit close to the front of the classroom so I can see the teacher and listen better, and we'll be able to see them easier.
COVID was a bit of a challenge because you missed your friends because you're very extroverted.
Yeah.
But it was easy in one way. Do you remember what you said about videos?
I could pause the videos to take notes.
Yeah,
because you don't take notes in class.
They were
because
we
you
found
can
that
either
super
listen
too.
Or write notes, but you can't do both.
Yeah.
Have you found that's been different this year with medication?
Yeah, I've since starting taking the ADHD medication. I've actually felt motivated to do like tasks and things, which I haven't felt in a long time.
Wow.
Like even
ever?
Just, that's true. Like homework and stuff, or even just work in school.
Yeah.
I have motivation to actually get it done now.
Can I share what you first said about the meds?
Yeah.
It was life changing.
Oh. Yeah.
You described it as life changing. Oh. Like you came home so excited because you could focus and that's something that you'd always get, even on the touch footy field or on the netball field, if netball courts, someone would say, just focus. You'd get really flustered and upset because you knew that was something that was not
it's tricky.
Your natural gifting.
I struggled to do.
Thank you, Pickle.
Oh,
thank you. I know that it's a tremendous relief when you start taking meds and they work.
Yeah.
With whatever you're taking them for, and you're like, oh, yes, they're working.
Yes.
And if all of those things are causing a huge issue in your life, and then you can take something that alleviates them a little bit,
thank
is life changing.
Thanks for sharing us with your beautiful voice and your words.
Yes.
Yeah, and this will be helpful to lots of peas listening.
Yes.
So thank you.
And has what's your sister's and brother's name? Have we got any other condiments or
some mint jelly?
Yep. Or two all beef patties. Sorry, we're just having a joke.
Hi, this is Kristen.
And this is Jen from My Mom So Hard. And we're here to talk about By Heart.
Do you remember when you were nursing and you were like, I want to give the best thing I can to my baby? Well, we've got that for you. It's called By Heart. And it is a infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents.
Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code MOMS20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Tell them My Mom So Hard sent you.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids.
Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/ACAST.
Hi, Mindy and Kate.
Hi.
It's Rochelle here.
Hi, Rochelle.
I'm an OT on the Gold Coast. Uh-huh. I'm a long-time listener and absolutely love what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
I recommend you to anyone of my clients who is along the journey and just for a bit of a community to ask the questions, feel like they're being heard, going along with that. I just wanted to jump on here. The other day I was listening to one of your podcasts on my way back from seeing a client at a school, and it just was exactly what I needed at that point. I'm always listening to your podcast to and from clients and just getting into the zone and how can I help them best and picking up little tips and tricks. But at this point I was doing an observation of a little girl who was sitting in her class and was just really struggling. And we all know that the education system has a long way to go despite some of our teachers doing incredible work. And lo and behold, there was the award. And so it's the end of the year and they were talking about how who gets to go to the pizza party for 100% attendance.
No!
And Justin Wallace's screaming out at me in my head thinking, here are all of these little pea shoots who've had hospital visits or had a show. There's even COVID this year where we haven't been able to go to school each day.
Yes.
For so many reasons, being able to self-regulate.
Yes.
My little pea shoot that I was watching, well, not my pea shoot, but the little pea shoot that I was observing that day, was not able to go to the pizza party. And I was devastated for her.
Yes.
She works so hard to
do the best
she can to fit in.
No.
And that just means a few days off sometimes. And here was the typical award that we all talk about.
These awards have to be stopped.
Hopefully we will get there in the future.
Hopefully we will.
I got into the car and I was listening to one of the episodes where we talked about the Coke bottle analogy.
Yes.
And I'd been watching it and I was about ready to ring the mum of this pea shoot and tell her how the observation would go. And it was just the perfect analogy to use to explain to the school and to this mum what's happening for this little girl. And she is... That Coke bottle is getting shaken so hard throughout that day.
Yes.
She gets home and the poor thing just explodes completely. So, you guys always provide little tips and tricks and I just wanted to say thank you. Keep up the good work and we'll see how we go. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you, Rochelle. And I hope people are listening to that. It's real.
It's so wrong.
How much more wronger could it be?
It can't be much more wronger.
No.
It really can't. We cannot do this. We cannot exclude children. I know number one daughter was telling me she was at a school and she said she was standing outside the classroom ready to take a child, to do some OT with them. And they were going out for recess and she heard the teacher yell, okay, I'll just say, Jack, Bailey, Colin, you haven't got your drink bottles. And she said, and my heart swelled with pride as I thought, they're my boys.
Oh,
She goes, I work with all of them. But she said, I love them more.
I know.
Right? Because I'm like, of course, you've got so much going on in your little mind. You can't remember to take your drink bottles.
As well.
And I just thought, if everybody only thought about it like that. Like, they're my beautiful boys.
That's right.
It's just... Life can change if you know pea shoots.
That's right, for the better.
Yeah, much for the better. But that, that's made me really sad.
Me too.
No more
because I just
parties.
Hope that that wasn't happening.
We will preach it.
Yep.
And keep preaching it. Yep. And, you cannot do this.
And actually, as the mums, to know that number one daughter feels like that about those little boys.
Yeah.
That's all we can ask. I know that when I see Amy swell with pride.
Yes.
Working with Molly.
That's
and
right.
And she tells me things and I'm like,
I know.
You love her too.
Yes.
Like, I mean, no one doesn't love Molly, right?
Oh,
she's
no.
Extremely lovable.
She is extremely lovable.
Yeah, which is amazing. But sometimes, when you see it reflected back in other people's eyes.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It just really touches your heart.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mandy,
It's Jess from Canberra calling.
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
The 18th of December 2021. And I'm late coming to the 2Ps podcast.
Welcome.
I'm listening from the beginning and
oh boy.
Wow.
I wasn't going to call in or write or engage with the hangout group until I'd caught up.
Wow.
Because I like to know about the in jokes.
Yes.
It's like the joy. So I've been binging you guys for about 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
And according to my podcast app, I've got 109 episodes still to go to.
Oh. Oh.
But I had to call in because I just listened to the rectum episode
and
I am shaking with rage.
I know.
I'm not a pee. I don't even have kids.
Yep.
I'm probably someone that is like loosely connected to a rectum. I've probably said rectum things, but I would like to think that with the upbringing that we've had, I'm not one of those people. Sure. I'm a really fiercely protective aunt of 9 nieces and nephews.
Oh, Jess.
And
you're a chickpea.
The whole time I was listening to these comments, all I could think was, how fucking dare you?
Yes.
How dare you?
Yep.
Where do you get off saying mean, hurtful, nasty things about other human beings?
I don't know.
Like, how can you go through your life so oblivious to the impact that you would have on someone else?
I don't know.
Mm.
And so if Lana's thanks, asshole, has gotten a bit old because, you know, peas have had to trot it out so many bloody
it's never getting
fucking
old.
Times.
Never. We love it.
I have some other phrases.
Oh, okay.
Such as twat waffle. That's from my grandma. She loves it.
Or
the ever favorite douche canoe.
Oh yes, I love a douche canoe.
Also, as I mentioned, I don't have peas. So if there is a pea out there that feels that they need someone to come along to an appointment who can be the person that turns around to the pea professional, well, not the pea professionals, the general rectitioners, as Mandy just called them. So they can be the one who tells that person when they're being a fucking see you next Tuesday.
Oh, jeez.
Yep.
I can come and do that.
Oh.
I can come and be the person that says, no, you don't get to speak to people like that.
Oh.
No.
You don't get, I don't care how many letters you have after your name, you don't get to talk to other people and peas and their pea sprouts like this.
Oh.
It is not okay.
No.
Also, if anyone would like to use, I'm happy to put complaints in for people.
Oh, geez.
I don't have kids. I just have 2 super spoiled cats and a husband who like plays way too many video games because
so
we haven't had
time.
Kids yet.
Yeah.
So I have all this time on my
hands.
All right, Jess.
I'm really good at filling out a form.
And you live in Canberra. You can get straight to
like,
Parliament.
I'm great. Yep. So, you know, reach out, get in touch.
Yes.
I can do that.
Yes.
And I don't know, maybe having someone else take some of the emotional burden is helpful. I don't know.
It is helpful.
Maybe some of the things I'm saying
are
completely off the mark.
Nope. You're awesome.
I just, what the fuck is wrong with people? And I was physically ill listening to this episode and
I know.
Cannot
it's a tough
imagine
episode.
What it must have been.
Yeah.
Being there and having those things said to you
about
your beautiful, wonderful, amazing children.
Mm. It crushes your heart.
I am so mad.
Yeah.
I am. Anyway, I could go on and on and on.
You need your own podcast
Thank
like
you,
us.
You have opened my eyes.
Oh.
I'm at the beginning of a fertility journey and I wanted to have as much information as I possibly could. And arm myself with having knowledge for any outcome.
Yes, yes.
And you have also made me laugh and cry, particularly through the recent Canberra lockdown.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, you guys are legends. How did you do this?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, my 5 minutes is nearly up. thank you, ladies. Thank you to the whole community and for being willing to take that emotional labor and share your stories with us. Bye.
Oh, Jess.
Jess is a kindred spirit.
She is. Because
that is exactly the sort of speak pipe I would send.
Yes.
But I can't wait. I have to comment now.
Canberra peas. You need a hand?
Yep.
Jess is around. Your gal.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And Jess, the IVF journey is really tricky.
Gentleness.
So we are. Yeah. Yep.
And yourself, right?
Yep. And, it's lots and lots of peas have walked that road.
That's right.
So we are thinking of you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you can always speak type us.
Always.
Anytime.
Send us a DM. Anyway, that was amazing.
I love it.
I love it too.
Hello, Kate and Mandy. It's Bernie from Queensland.
Hi, Bernie.
I just wanted to share with you about my lovely Christmas day with my husband's family. So a bit of background. My husband has twin sisters, actually, and one of them is a mum to my beautiful nephew. He's a pea shoot, and he's very medically complex and has a little bit of an intellectual disability.
Yeah. Yep.
And a lot of other things.
Yeah.
Anyway, he loves to do puzzles, which I've shared before
a photo
in the hangout of the puzzles that we do every Christmas.
Yes.
So much so when he greets me, he often just says,
puzzle, that's right.
It's our really special bonding thing because I too love them. But, we sat down for our puzzle and, first of all, it's just comedy of errors. He received a 1,000-piece puzzle of Beauty and the Beast, and I saw it and I was like, well, it was pretty late at night. We were gearing up for like dinner.
A thousand piece.
And I was thinking, I don't know if we're going to nut out a 1,000-piece puzzle, and I'd hate for any of his pieces to be lost before he's completed them.
Yeah,
so I thought, all right, maybe we should do the other puzzle that I heard about. You got this other puzzle. So he brings it out, they rip into it. Anyway, he's doing it with his auntie, so his mum's twin sister, and she's like, there's a lot of pieces in this one too, Ben. And I look over and I'm like, it's another 1,000-piece puzzle. So I didn't make it any easier on anyone. And he's so excited. But it was a little bit, at that time of the night, given how tired he was and overexcited from Christmas, it was a little bit much to do 1,000-piece. Slightly ambitious.
I think it's a bit much.
Nevertheless, a couple of days.
He started tackling it. And he was putting some pieces together and doing the edge bits, but getting very distracted.
Yeah.
So his auntie and I were sitting there and we were doing the pieces, and then he'd come down and sit with us and boss us around a bit. Then he'd go away. Then he'd come back and he'd go, you done? Of course we were, because it's a 1,000-piece puzzle and it's tiny pieces. And anyway, it was hilarious. He kept coming back, you done? And then he'd give us kisses on our shoulders. But he also really loves to surprise me because I'm very easily startled. So I do go,
and I get a big
shock, you know, whenever he goes, boom. So anyway, he came past, he said, you done? And I said, we said, no, not yet. Why don't you come help us for a bit? So, all right, move over. He sits in the middle of us, kisses his auntie on the shoulder, and then he reaches over to me and he puts his hands on my shoulder and grabs me and he goes, boo! And of course, even though I know it's coming, I'm so easily startled that I just about wet myself again, and he thought that was hilarious. He put together two pieces. He's like, righto, and off he goes again. Anyway, and he gives his auntie a kiss on the shoulder again as he goes past, and I was like, where's my kiss? You know, you get a kiss, I said to his auntie, but he just gave me a grab and a boob. And so she just reaches over and grabs my boob. And I said, what are you doing? And she goes, I just thought I'd make it feel like, you know, the whole family's in. We all just want to grab your boob. And I went, no. I said, our little pea shoot didn't grab my boob. He gave me a grab and a boob. The hilarity of which just all started laughing around the table, because just, you know, every family at Christmas just has their sister-in-law randomly reach over and grab their boob. I laughed so hard. And, of course, he comes back and goes, you done? And we're laughing so hard. They're like, no, we're laughing too hard. We couldn't see the pieces. He comes and sits down, and this time he gave me a kiss. And I said, just so you know, I got a kiss this time.
Oh.
And, of course, they're all like, glad there was no more boob there. It was so funny. And I was just thinking, and I was just enjoying
every moment
how beautiful it is to spend that time with him. He's just so loving and giving. And there's a couple of times he'd sit next to me and he'd hit me on the arm and say, look, Auntie Bernie, and he'd show me the pieces he'd put together. Sometimes they didn't go, but he just sort of was matching colours very well, but not quite right. And I was like, that's really good, bud. Do you reckon you could find another bit to go in there? And then he'd correct his error. I didn't even have to say it wasn't right. He realised as he was working it out.
Yep.
He's so bright. Anyway, But every time he hit me, it was right where I just had my booster shot vaccine. Oh. I'm going, oh, I love you, but this is really hurting. So I got pummeled on the arm, yes. I got grabbed on the boob, but yes. I got lots of sloppy kisses yes. and high fives. So all around it was kisses.
What a great Christmas. I'd
like to share that funny story.
I love it.
Happy New Year, and may you too have your boobs grabbed by your sister-in-law. Much love. Bye.
Bernie, that is the greatest.
That's look. That I have grabbed up. My sister-in-law's boobs, and she has grabbed mine. Oh, so gosh,
fantastic!
Yeah, fantastic.
Hasn't happened in my family. Sorry.
No. Well, oh. We're a bit loose.
You know what? What I've realised in having a daughter with an intellectual disability, if she doesn't like you, there's nothing you can do about it. But if she loves you,
yes.
you are in.
Yep.
And that is hard earned.
Yes, it
right?
is.
Right? Sometimes.
Yep, it
so
is.
So the fact that he loves you like that is because of your love to him too.
Yes, he knows.
Right? And once you have that love.
Yep. Oh, you've got it.
You're so lucky.
You are so lucky.
Yeah.
Yep. Even though he scares you. My
but you
boys
entered into his jokes, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, you met him where he was at.
Yeah, he loves
it. And
you.
Lots of people can't do that.
No,
they and don't. Then you miss out.
You really, yeah. really miss out.
Yeah.
All right. We've oh got, I think, one more, but yep. it's a double.
Okay. Whew, I'm exhausted. Oh, I know. I remember these. It's been 7 weeks off.
It really Whew. Has.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Mandy, the OGP.
Hi, Mandy.
Sorry it's been so long since I have said hi to you guys.
That's okay.
I
missed
spoke
you.
To you guys back in September
yes,
last year.
Yes, that's right.
Life pretty much became a bit of a whirlwind.
It really did.
Yes.
As you know, I'm a teacher's aide.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love my job.
Oh.
And as Kate has said that, you know, it's in our DNA when we become peas.
Mm.
And when I finally got back into teacher's aid work and became part of the New South Wales Department of Education.
Mm.
I worked in preschools and daycare centres.
Right,
and,
it's different.
You know, obviously the school systems are totally different.
Yeah.
Setting all together and I'm able to expand my experiences and my lived experience
awesome.
To give back to peas and their families and the teachers. So, like, sometimes you get a really, really great receptive teacher who wants to hear more of your ideas and we can, you know, collaborate together,
yes.
which is just always the best days in on the job.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're not always working with peas.
Mm-hmm.
You might find yourself just working with some kids that are just slightly lagging behind.
That's
and
right.
You can just take that experience that you have and all that in your heart and extend that over to just someone who's just has something slight that they might just need picking up, but that can mushroom into such a huge problem later on
yes.
because they're just flying under the radar.
That's yep. right.
So anyway, as I do, I live all my life on the outside of myself and guard a lot on the inside. And I worked my butt off from September through to the end of term.
Mm.
I was brought in for like emergency COVID funding, and then the
right.
Department of Education have installed that after COVID. And I'm getting a bit emotional.
Yeah.
It is really hard to get work as a teacher's aide, like a permanent position in New South Wales.
Right.
There are so many amazing great aides already working in schools and there's very limited funding.
Yes.
It can go back to the time, go back to a stage where an SLSO, as we're called in New South Wales, which is a school support learning officer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You may only find yourself working the hours that a child is funded for.
That's right.
And especially with autism, there is no funding available due to the fact that behaviours is what is funded by the department.
Mm.
And rightfully so, like children with very tricky behaviours need one-on-one assistance.
Mm.
But they may be given a maximum of 4 and in some cases 6 hours
a week
in their day.
Mm, okay.
And in some cases they might only get 3 days of 3 hours total a day assistance.
Yep.
So it can be really brutally bad.
Yep.
And If only, you know, teachers' aides could be in every class.
That's right.
I know.
Full time.
Every
they should be.
Because
imagine. It just doesn't make any sense why they're not.
When I get a chance to even help kids that aren't peas but are just slipping through the cracks.
That's and right.
Just the slightest little thing. It can be through their confidence, anything. If we can be there, it just takes such a load off
of
teachers.
Course it
and
does.
We
makes sense.
Can just sort of like fall through the areas that they just can't scan when they put their eyes out over 30
That's
something
right.
kids.
Of course they can't.
We just get to see those little ones that are falling through the cracks.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
anyone from the education department, if you're listening, you really would be a great assistant.
I am 100%.
I'm sorry, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to take this up to the 5-minute max.
Go for it.
So, yeah, look, I worked my butt off and I let myself think that there was that little bit of door that shines that light, lets that little bit of light through that, you know, as we know it's peas.
Yeah.
We don't see very often.
No.
And I was like, to the very last day of term, it was like, you know, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I was really confident I would get some work. And like, as it happens, the number crunch, they try and extend every way they can, but they just can't make it happen.
Mm.
And it hurts so bad.
Yes.
So I got into a really, really deep depression.
Oh, Mandy.
I think I cried for like 3 days straight.
Oh.
I just couldn't get off the lounge. I couldn't function.
No. Yeah, I know.
And that's scary when you're at pee because
it
takes you right back to those early days.
Yes, it does.
When you just can't function at all.
Your body remembers.
And, you know, I've been doing it for 21 years now.
And I
have sort of left those dark days behind.
Yeah,
I mean,
frightening.
Not that every day is rainbows and unicorns, but, you know, I've evolved
but
from
yeah,
that
yeah.
feeling.
Yep.
And I'm sorry for peace that is in that right now, that horrible, muddy, dark hole.
Yeah.
That I talk about it like I'm ashamed to be back there.
No.
But it was just, just not a good feeling. And then I actually did, and this is going to sound really stupid, but I know the peas will understand this, that I was very lucky. I was very fortunate to actually do an interview and receive a job offer from a wonderful private Catholic boys high school. I honestly just went for the interview just for the experience, but I bleached it and I got the job the next day. And I know that everyone will be like, that's amazing. And I had to decline the offer. It was full time. And as much as it was the right job, it was just at the wrong time. I've searched my soul. I spoke to my family and
I know.
But we all agreed that I would just be, I'm going to have to repost. Hang on a second.
Wait. We'll find your next one.
Hi, it's me again.
Yep.
Sandy P.
Great.
So like when I was in the interview, I spoke very passionately and from the heart that I wanted to bring to the role a sense of inclusion and bringing to an all-boys school a strong female presence that could give them empathy and understanding.
Oh, you would be perfect.
Because I know some boys' schools can be a little bit patriarchal and that's all great for boys, but I think sometimes strong female
awesome
leadership
strong female.
Is also a really great thing for
Definitely.
Them to have as well. So the school saw that and believed that in me.
Yes.
And I was so touched that they believed that in me.
Yeah.
It was just unfortunate that I couldn't negotiate at least just doing the rollover 4 days because
Why couldn't they?
I'm like the machine, the working engine room of this family.
Yes.
My husband works excruciating hours like your husband does, Kate. And, you know, I pretty much have to run the show.
Yes, you
and
do.
As much as Kieran is 21 and is becoming
working
towards independence.
No, of course.
He still needs me.
Yes, he does.
You know, to help him get ready in the morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, my youngest, you know, is 11 and he's, you know, he has his own needs.
Yes,
of course.
And he needs his mum to be present and not worn out. And I just know that if I worked 5 days a week, I would be taken to the extent of my engine room.
Of course, you don't. We completely
would burn out.
Completely get it.
It feels so.
But it still makes you sad, isn't it?
I think that that's not just plenty of women in the world that like work full time.
I know.
And
no.
I have to work to the bone, and that I felt so indulgent that I couldn't live up to that.
Yeah, I get
and,
it.
That was really hard too. That really brought me down
because
you know, I had this offering and I didn't take it.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And then when I was away, I finally got to read your book. And, you know, Kate, you said this line in the book, like, you know, we live our life with guilt.
Yes.
And it was very profound because it's so true. Yeah. We live our life with guilt.
Yeah,
we
do.
And,
everywhere.
You know, you said, link hands and look at the sky and say, fuck you, guilt.
Yeah.
I couldn't yell it out loud because I had lots of people. I looked up at the sky and I kept that, and that's very cathartic.
Yeah.
And here I am crying. It's so stupid.
No, Mandy.
So it's never stupid. Back to the drawing never. Board. I decided that I'm looking in back into going to early childcare. I actually have a phone interview this morning.
Awesome.
So I better get my head around that.
Yeah.
As much as I love schools, it's just there's not the job security that I really need.
Yeah.
And as you all know, with as peas, you know, it's hard. I mean, I was speaking to a neighbor yesterday, and they were talking about all the overseas trips they've been on, and you know, we haven't been.
No.
We have never been overseas. No. We've never left Australia.
Yeah.
In the day when Kieran was younger,
yeah,
there was no
NDIS.
It's
not possible.
And no.
Therapies and everything had to be paid by
That's
us.
That's right. Yep.
And
yep.
It's very hard to return to the workforce, as you all know, and regain your careers and have like some sort of normality on the life you had before you know, you came to Planet P.
Yeah.
But, you know, we wouldn't change it for the world.
No.
So, what was I going to say? Sorry, my old brain is clicking in again. I hope that you're all well and everyone's surviving. And I know going ahead into this new year and and the term, it's all very up in the air, like what our pea shoots are going to be doing when they're going to be back to face-to-face learning. But just know that within the schools, they have made lots of provisions. Teachers, there's not many aides have been given hours, but they have made new ways to bring new teachers into the school. So hopefully that's something that will be of a benefit to your P and not just neurotypical children. I really hope, because if not, then hopefully I don't know, one day I might just get my act together and write to the education department and advocate a bit harder for
you need Jess.
What I believe in.
You need Jess, Mandy, Jess.
Now I will say au revoir, and ladies, please let me know when you're going to come to Sydney.
We will. We're just finalising the
date. We're trying to work it out.
Met, a beautiful PE through. She's in her very early stages of her journey, and our older boys are very inspired by Gary and the beans.
Yes.
Podcast.
Yes.
Called the Bean Sprouts.
Oh.
They want to talk to siblings.
Yes.
Of peas, and they're only 11. They've got a long way to go before they can master that. But it's been
nice
great
to have
to take
a dream.
My beautiful friend Nikki to your show. And
oh, yes. We'd love
to
see you.
So take care.
Okay.
Love to you all. Bye.
Bye.
See you, Mandy.
You know, there's a true P.
That's
the
a true P.
The down. The down.
That's right. And you know what? What she's saying is, I want to be employed.
Yes,
I
do.
Need stability.
Yes.
But you know what I need with stability? I need flexibility.
I know, and it's
right?
so hard.
And it's impossible. And you think I'm going into this job and
I know, and how do you do it? I don't know.
How do you do it?
I don't know.
And you heard her.
It's we want our own income.
Yes.
We want to provide for our children.
That's right.
But no one's going to look after them.
No, and or 5 days or nothing is not an answer.
No, it's not an answer.
No.
No. Oh, Mandy.
Yeah.
We will see you in Sydney, hopefully in March.
Yep.
We will let everyone know those dates when we've worked them out. We're just going back and forth with venues.
Yes, so we sure are.
That's a fun thing to do.
That's a fun thing Kate's doing, not Mandy. Oh dear.
Anyway, we're back, Peas. If you want to send in some speak pipes, we'd love to hear. Yeah, we'd love to hear your funny ones.
Yes.
From over your holidays, or you know,
anything.
27 trips to the beach in one day because you kept forgetting things. Whatever happened, pee related or non pee related, we'd love to hear it.
You know, I went to Clifford the Big Red Dog at 9:30 in the morning with Molly. Yep. No one else was there. I said, this is like our own screening.
I know.
We put our legs up on the back of the seats. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's been incredible in Melbourne. There's just no one anywhere. Yeah. So,
Boy. All right. Well, tell us what made you laugh.
All right. I'm going to tell you what made me laugh.
I've got to find something too.
So, what made me really laugh this week?
Cry first.
I'll cry. Mandy.
Sorry.
All right, for those of you who are new, we do a thing at the end of every episode called Cry. What made you cry? What made a difference? And what made you laugh? But obviously we forgot, so we were going the wrong
way. How could we have forgotten?
Anyway, what made you cry? So what made me cry this week was that number one daughter's boyfriend is reading the book. Lots of my work boys have read the book.
Amazing, Kate. Okay.
And he text me yesterday and he said, I've just read the anti-rectum comments and I'm crying and I'm reminded how much good there is in the world.
Oh, no.
And I thought, wow, who would have thought a 27-year-old builder would be sitting around reading that book and crying. Okay. Like, I just was so, it's incredible.
Oh, no, that is incredible.
It is, yeah. So that, of course, made me cry.
Oh, howling.
Yep. And now I've made you cry.
Yes. Oh, gosh, I'm a wreck today.
Yep.
Well, I was going to say, we had a little bit teary out of the way of the Royal Children's. And, but also what made me cry this morning is I was having a look at, because this is just coming off the back of Dylan Alcott winning Australian of the Year. So if you're if you're in Australia, you will know this. We have Australian of the Year. Kate and I were nominated a couple of years ago.
Yep.
We lost. He won. Great.
Definitely deserved to win.
I reckon as soon as he was nominated, I was like, he's going to win.
Yeah, I was pretty excited.
Awesome. Yep. And his speech, I didn't cry with his speech, but I was
It was powerful.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Right? Look it up if you haven't heard it.
Yeah, and then you show your pea shoots, right?
Yes, yep.
Everyone needs to see that. But then I saw our old mate Kurt Fernley, who was then interviewed, and he just made me howl. He was like, Australia's ready.
Oh, yeah, he's
ready
to make
changes, and Dylan is going to lead us through that this year. And and he said he felt relieved because he's got other people that are going to lead Australia through
it. Yes, because he's been doing it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I just really thought that man is incredible.
Oh, he is. He is
and really just – I just thought now's a hopefully now's the time to be a P, right?
Yeah.
There's hope.
Yep.
There's tricky things. We've got tricky things happening with NDIS in our family.
Yep.
Right? But there is hope. And Kurt, you made me cry. And he still had the portrait behind him.
Yeah, he's
done.
Remember
when we interviewed him?
So we spoke to Kurt last year and he had his picture that Armdo painted.
I was like, how's about that backdrop?
I know. I've seen him on like ABC News Breakfast. I'm like, there you are with your picture.
Remember we laughed so much? Oh, anyway. Okay, what about make a difference?
Okay, so my make a difference is my mum is coming down every Wednesday and doing my washing. So this is my mum who doesn't smoke marijuana. And you have to get a trawl back through the episodes to find out about that. But yes, so she is a doer, my mum, and she's coming down and my laundry is out of control and she's just
going to sort it.
Plodding away and it's just so lovely. Having someone to help you, right? And I know there are lots of you who don't have good relationships with your mum or no one helps you, so you feel free to be jealous because it's something to be jealous of.
Yeah.
It's a really amazing thing. Of course, we clash about religion and we don't agree with anything to do with politics, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
She's in my house and she's doing
and
my –
it's her acts of service.
Yeah, it is her acts of service. Yeah. And I suppose I'll just say here very quickly that I'm now a single woman. So it's been a really tricky time for everybody. Of course, we're not going to go into it because we never go into it. Mandy and I just like talking about ourselves. So, but mum's been even more helpful. So, yes, I'm very grateful.
Thanks, Kate.
Yep.
Mine is a little bit different, but I'm just going to play this for you.
Okay,
Then I want you to tell me what you think. But this is something that's been extremely helpful in our house. Now, some people might know what this is.
Okay.
But... Okay, that goes on and on. Yeah. And it is called, and I Googled it and found it. It is called Music That Makes You Poo.
What?
Okay. There's some constipation in our house.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing thing.
Yep.
And I looked up, maybe there's a song to make you poo. I don't know. Maybe it would help.
Because it does it sound, because it's like bouncy, like it's going to bounce it out of you?
Yeah. Anyway, it works.
Really?
Yes.
How long do you have to listen for it?
Well, you know, I can't be that explicit, but it works.
Wow.
Yeah. So sitting on the toilet and just having some time on the toilet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that blasting out. Now, my family were like, what is that?
Sounds like some 80s synthesizer. Some kids found their parents' synth and they're just making some tunes.
Oh, my God. You need to go to YouTube.
Music That Makes You Poop.
It came up 3 years ago. It's called The Musical Magician. Now, you need to read the comments.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, I keep coming back. Honestly, at this point, my life is nothing without this. Maybe if I didn't discover this, I would have been on my deathbed. I've been on the toilet for an hour, curled up into a ball of pain. I texted my friend asking for help. They sent me this. I didn't think it would work. But the second I heard those beautiful noises, it began to come out like a soft serve ice cream. I'm afraid to think about what could happen if this song got stuck in my head. Oh,
wow.
It's just so funny.
Of course, because you might just do little
it's
poops
so
in your pants.
Funny. Anyway, so the musical magician has songs that make you poop too.
Wow.
Okay. This is songs that make you poop too.
Sorry if you're listening in your car and you're busting to get home. Busting for a poop. Wow.
Okay.
Pooping right. Songs.
Pooping song. And then songs that make you poop 3.
Wow.
It's a whole thing. Oh, no, it's going to be, yeah.
I feel like we could dance a bit to songs that make you poop.
This person said, not even kidding, this time I can feel it. It's hours of entertainment.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm telling you, people, I know that could be helpful to some people.
Oh, yes. Well,
could
if it worked
it not,
for you.
It
yeah.
did. Well, that's not me specifically.
No,
but
no,
I
no,
would,
no.
Yes.
In your home it's worked.
That's right, but I might try it.
Yeah, why not? Some people have a coffee, some people listeners.
I know, but you know, Miss 11, she's like, what is that? And I was like, it's songs to make you poo. What's the problem? And you just think, oh, yeah, we're not an average family.
Oh, no.
I don't think the average family's playing that out loud.
When you get like one of those little bathroom speakers or whatever,
yeah,
you just
yeah.
play it in the
pop
toilet.
It through there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell you. Tell me if you think that has been helpful to you.
Yeah.
Because I know it's a big deal for a lot of our
patients. I'm interested.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm interested too.
All right.
What about your laugh?
So my laugh, and I laughed for a long, long time, was that number one daughter's boyfriend went into our bathroom and said, why is the leaf blower in here? And Woody goes, I've been using it instead of a towel. And he demonstrated. All of his face goes push back, his hair standing straight on end. I just think that leaf blower, constant joy. But what is wrong with a towel? And it's hard to do. He hasn't got the longest arm, so he's like trying to maneuver around his body. Anyway,
where did he come up?
We're not
with
a
that?
Usual family either. So follow us for more household tips. I know.
I think you're going to have to do a TikTok of that.
Oh, it's so funny.
Sorry, people. I can't stop laughing.
It was a very funny moment, I'll tell you. I just...
How long have you been holding on to that one?
Oh, it's about a week and a half. I was like, can't tell Mandy.
I know, you've got to tell me in the moment.
Yep.
Oh, boy, okay. Mine, maybe not so funny, but still, made me laugh a lot. Actually, I did laugh a lot. Miss 11 said, open your eyes and stop laughing in the car. It's dangerous. But we were driving along to somewhere.
Yep.
And we talked about how we'd bumped into Amy, our support worker, out for dinner one night. And I just literally... couldn't stop laughing because we were at this random grilled.
Yep.
And I was with Miss 11 and her friend, and I turn around, there's Amy and all her friends. Like, and I'm just like,
this is not the right thing.
What are you doing here? Like, it's nowhere near where we live.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then I said, like, Miss 11 called me a Karen afterwards. Mm. I was like, no, I don't mean what are you doing here, because you're in your early 20s. I mean, you're thinking, what am I doing here? And all her friends are just looking at me like, who is this person? Anyway, as we were driving along the next day, I said, hopefully when you're in your 20s, you can just – that's the time to go out. Go out for dinners.
Yes.
You know, eat lots of junk food or whatever you need to do. Just do what you want. Fun. Just do whatever you want.
Yep.
And Molly goes, in my 20s, I'm going to be constipated. Because whenever she eats too much nuggets and chips, nuggets and chips, nuggets and chips, we have to play the song. What do you think you'd say? Oh, I can't wait for that. And the next one, I've got another one that made me laugh.
Yep.
I'm going back to Special Olympics on Sunday.
Yep.
We do athletics in the summer season. Then I said to her, what about in winter if we're not in lockdown?
Yep.
Maybe you could try another sport. Well, I think you could give soccer a go. No, yep. Too hard.
Yep.
Okay. What about, would you like to try tennis? No, too
yep.
hard.
Yep.
And then she goes, what about ice hockey?
Oh, that's easy. Great choice.
I said, well, I don't think we'd do it in Special Olympics. We can ask Anna. But I think that would be just a bit harder than soccer. Oh, God, it just comes out of nowhere.
Much harder.
What about ice hockey? Anyway, nothing's as funny as a leaf blower.
Oh, sorry, that was...
Far out, Kate. That's the winner. What a start.
What a start.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yep. Constant hilarity around here.
Yes, yes. Well, peace.
Anyway, peace. Thank you for indulging us in our ramblings.
Thank you to the people that have given us donations.
Yeah, we've had donations through
the website. So thank you very, very much for that.
We've been giving out booklets.
When we've been doing our talks. So I just want you to know that's all still pumping along behind the scenes. They really do.
They really, really love them. Yeah,
really proud to give them out.
Oh, so proud.
It's super helpful. Actually, the money's really going somewhere really important.
It's changing lives.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thanks for buying our book.
Thanks for sending us photos when you're reading the book. That's beautiful.
So the books, obviously we had a bit of a hiatus over summer.
Yeah.
But we've got more books and I will get on to the wrapping now. Yes. End of last year was chaos in your life. So we will get that sorted. So some beautiful pea shoot will be wrapping them. And please order them. It actually makes a big difference to Mandy and I that the books are being sold.
Yes.
So
thanks to everyone that voted in the Dimmick. Was it Dimmick?
It was Dimmick, yeah. I don't know. I don't think we're going to make it to the hottest 101.
The top 100. Yeah. Oh, well, thanks to everyone who voted anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
Lots of you did. So.
Yes, it means a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Yes.
Thank you.
It really, really does.
And so 2022, here we come, right?
Yep.
We've got great people lined up already.
Yep. Gary's back with
Gary
beans.
Will be back. Who knows what this year will be like?
No, who knows?
You know, it's terrific though.
It is. Because
we will still be here.
We will.
So that's the best part.
Yep, yep, yep.
So thank you.
So, yep, and we will see you next week.
See you. Bye. Bye.
Hi, this is Kristen.
And this is Jen from My Mom So Hard. And we're here to talk about By Heart.
Do you remember when you were nursing and you were like, I want to give the best thing I can to my baby? Well, we've got that for you. It's called By Heart. And it is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents.
Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code MOMS20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Tell them My Mom So Hard sent you.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I am Dori Shafrir, the co-host of the podcast Forever 35, which is all about the things we do to take care of ourselves. And starting next week, we have a new co-host.
It's me. I'm Elise Hugh. I am an author, journalist, and a podcaster.
Yay! Elise and I are going to be getting into a lot of the same topics that we've always talked about on Forever 35, like skincare, like getting older, and of course, Forever 35 faves like butt care and Costco.
She said Costco.
I said it.
I'm so excited to be coming along on this journey.
I am so excited to have you. So listen to Forever 35 wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.